Having won the nomination of the Reform Party, the political party that he founded, Ross Perot went on the offensive today. In a series of TV appearances, he attacked the economic plans of both Republican nominee Bob Dole and President Clinton. On ABC's Good Morning America, Perot characterized Dole's proposed 15% tax cut as Washington at its worst, and he said the president would place an intolerable tax burden on the next generation of Americans. Perot said he is not concerned about polls showing him with only a fraction of the support that he had 4 years ago, nor with the fact that most of those eligible to cast ballots in the Reform Party convention did not take part. On the NBC Today show, he said the Republican and Democratic parties are both frightened of a three-way race.
We have just created a party that belongs to the people. 62% of the American people wanted that party. They now have it. The two parties and the establishment are panicked because the status quo is threatened. They will no longer control our government. The people will have a voice.
Well, joining us now to discuss the Perot candidacy is NPR's Steve Inskeep, who covered the Reform Party convention in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania this past weekend. Steve, is Perot 96 simply going to be a replay of Perot 92?
We're going to hear a lot of familiar themes, Robert. Perot's contention is that many of the issues that he raised in 1992 have not been dealt with. Certainly, Republicans and Democrats in their turn have taken stabs at, for example, reducing the budget deficit and even trying to balance the federal budget, which is one of Perot's major issues. But they haven't quite gotten it done, and in Perot's view, they haven't tried hard enough yet. He's going to be talking about balancing the budget. He's going to be talking about term limits. He's going to be talking about limiting the influence of lobbyists. He's opposed to free trade agreements like NAFTA and GATT. And I should mention that while these are the major issues, it's only a partial list. This is a guy that is just burning with ideas about what is wrong with the country. And we saw him last night at his convention. He spoke for 45 or 50 minutes as he accepted the nomination. He bounded off to talk on Larry King Live after that. And some distance into the Larry King Live program, he's been talking for maybe an hour and a half straight. And Larry King finally tries to go to a commercial break, and Perot breaks in and says, "Larry, I just have to get this out." And he had one more thing. He just has an endless list of thoughts about what is wrong with the country. He's very good at explaining what the problems are. Solutions, however, maybe are another matter.
Well, on the deficit, for example, Ross Perot, for the past several years, has been one of those saying this is the terrible problem for the country's economy, that it poses our children and our grandchildren with a terrible burden to pay off the debts incurred during our lifetimes. What are his solutions?
They're a little vague. And again, he is able to explain what the budget deficit means. That's what many of his economic charts are about, is the size of government spending, the size of a $5 trillion debt and what that means. But when it gets to solutions, essentially he says, well, we're going to get in there and fix it. I'll give you an example. He talks about the fact that entitlements are a major part of the problem here, mainly Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. These are programs where the spending continuously grows, and there's not necessarily enough money to cover them, especially in future years. His suggestion for dealing with that is, put together a careful plan to deal with them and pilot test your solutions and make sure that they work and then implement them. And it's really not much more specific than that. You have to give him credit because at least he addresses these issues, which not all candidates will. But in the end, he's ultimately selling only himself. He's as any great salesman might. He is basically selling himself, saying, "I am the honest man who will tell you the truth, who will tell you that these are problems, and I'll get in there and actually try to fix them rather than settling for the status quo."
This party, Steve, is called the Reform Party, and political reform is very important to them. What do they mean by political reform?
Well, this is one of the areas where Perot has actually made some specific proposals. He wants to see some strict term limits on members of Congress. He wants to see some strict limits on lobbyists. He wants to see more limits on former federal employees who go through the revolving door and become lobbyists. And for Perot, this is the central issue, that because the political system is, in his view, corrupted by lobbying and by campaign contributions and so forth, that influence has to be shoved out of the way. Mm-hmm. And as he would describe it, the solutions to many of these problems would become almost quite simple once you deal with that.
Mm-hmm. Now, the conventional wisdom at this point in the election year is that Perot's candidacy spells trouble for Bob Dole and the Republicans, because the assumption is the people who are likely to vote for him would otherwise be more likely to vote Republican than Democrat. I'm just wondering if that's been your sense of the people you've met at the Reform Party convention.
That may be a reasonable assumption, although I should say that there are both former Republicans and Democrats who've become involved with this and who showed up at the Reform Party convention. But we're talking about a lot of middle-class people, a lot of suburban people, not a unanimously white crowd, but a heavily white crowd, a lot of older folks, folks who tend to be conservative. And Perot is using conservative-sounding rhetoric to appeal to them, talking about values and self-reliance and talking about how people should take care of themselves instead of the government doing it.
Steve Inskeep, thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR Steve Inskeep speaking with us from New York.